Hey, what's for dinner? Oh, I'm starved.
Jeff, what did I tell you about putting your things on the piano?
Well, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, but I just got through picking this up.
Hi, darling.
Hi, sweetheart. I just spoke to Jeff about dropping things on the piano.
Oh, sorry.
You know why it is, but everything in this house ends up on the piano. It's like a magnet. I clean it up a dozen times a day. This isn't a musical instrument, it's a parking lot.
Well, why don't we get rid of it? Remove the temptation.
You mean get rid of the piano?
Why not? Nobody plays it. Just one more thing to bump into.
But your Aunt Ruth gave it to you.
Well, what if she did?
Well, don't you feel that selling it would be a little like selling Aunt Ruth?
Well, I don't think we're obliged to keep this monument to her memory in our living room. Couldn't we remember her just as well, sitting in a comfortable chair, also dedicated to her memory?
Well, it's your Aunt Ruth.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
What's everybody just standing around for?
We're trying to make up our minds.
What about?
That does it. Aunt Ruth goes out of here in the morning.
All set, Rudy?
Well, be careful.
Oh, don't worry, lady. You see, handling a piano is simply a case of mind over matter. Yeah, like Rubenstein says, it's all in the know-how. Excuse me. All clear in the back, Rudy?
Let her come.
Here we go.
Out of the way, Jeff.
Oh, no! Mother, you're not really letting it go.
Well, where have you been?
You were around when we were discussing it.
Mother, I didn't know you were serious. I heard Daddy joking. I thought this was just something you were talking about.
Mary, this is no time to argue about it.
Mother, I'll just die if we don't have a piano.
She'll die.
Hold it, Rudy.
Mary, you took lessons for 3 months and you stopped, and you haven't practiced a day since.
Oh, Mother, I've been meaning to. I just haven't had the time.
Excuse me, miss. Lady, excuse me. Do you mind if I get a little word in here edgeways?
Well, I...
thank you. Now, you got this piano here, granted?
Yes.
And you got this little girl here who would like to learn how to play, granted?
Well,
now, you got an investment in a piano, and a little girl would like to learn how to play. Now, don't it make more sense?
Hey, Al, I'm holding this thing up.
Maybe you got a Paderewski in the family. How are you going to find out if you get rid of the piano?
We've been all through that. Oh.
Look, Al, why don't you keep your opinions to yourself and come on? Let's get the piano out of here.
Do you mind? Do you mind? We got a little girl here who would like to learn how to play the piano. The man has not got a musical bone in his whole body. Now, me. If I'd had a chance to take lessons when I was her age, do you think I would be moving them today? I would not. I would be right up there in Carnegie Hall. I would be playing for the biggest people in the world.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Will you leave me alone? I am trying to make a point here. Do you mind?
The man keeps going on.
Oh, Alex, Mary's making a fuss over the piano.
Mother, I am not. Daddy, I just say it's terrible
excuse
to get rid
me,
of it.
Excuse me, I beg your pardon. Excuse me, Doc. I hope you don't mind me butting in like this. Crumpmeyer, he is going to shoot me for this. But that is his business. Me, I just move him. Tell me something, Doc. What do you offer you for the piano? Offer you 75 bucks, maybe? You know how much it would cost to buy that piano in the open market?
I'm not buying a piano on the open market. I'm selling.
But I want it. I mean, music is my whole life, practically.
Oh, Mary. Since when?
Well, I'll practice every day, Dad, I promise.
Hey, Doc, tell me something. You need the 75 bucks?
That's not the point.
I mean, you go out tomorrow, you knock off 4 or 5 operations, and boom, you got $75. So what are you going to do, get rid of the piano?
Daddy, please.
I rest my case.
I wish you'd rest your tongue.
Well, now, if we keep the piano, she's going to have to practice.
Oh, I will, Daddy. I promise every single day.
To me, she sounds sincere.
What do you think, darling?
All I know is we've got to make some decision. We can't get in or out of the house this way.
All right. But you practice, young lady, you understand?
Oh, Daddy, I will. I promise I'll practice every single day.
Mm-hmm. Good show. Back it goes, Rudy.
You and your big mouth.
The trouble with you is you ain't a music lover. As a matter of fact, I don't know what you're doing in this business in the first place. Kitchen furniture you should be moving. Fixtures, something. Not piano.
Ginny, come on in. Did I ever have a close call?
What was the big emergency?
I tell you, I nearly died. My folks were going to get rid of the piano.
Get rid of it?
Now, of all times. I just don't know what came over them. I had to kick and scream, practically. They made me promise I'd... I mean, if the piano goes, there goes everything.
Did you ask your folks about having the party?
Well, I didn't dare, not right off. I don't want them to think that's why I wanted to keep the piano.
Well, you'd better get moving. I found out Darlene's party is a week from Saturday.
Is that when it is?
That means we'll have to have ours this Saturday. That's only 4 more days.
How can I ask my mother if we can have a party if we don't know if we can get Fuzzy?
How can you invite Fuzzy if you don't know if you can have a party?
What if Darlene finds out what a marvelous piano player Fuzzy is and invites him to her party?
Jenny, that's the whole point of our party. We have to get Fuzzy and not invite Darlene.
And she didn't invite us to her party.
I know that. So that's why I say you better ask your mom, get it set, and then figure out some way to invite Fuzzy.
How are we going to do that?
Well, you live right next door to him, practically.
Jimmy, he's a lot older than we are. And besides, his folks and my folks hardly ever speak to each other. Jeff, go away. I'm busy.
You are not. You're talking to Jenny. Mom, Mary isn't practicing. Well, you'd better do something about that piano.
Why?
I mean, even if you could play it, it wouldn't sound any good.
What do you mean?
Well, it's out of tune.
It is?
Well, sure. Can't you tell?
Isn't it disgusting? He has perfect pitch. Has about as much feel for music as a walrus.
Oh, look who's talking. You're tone deaf.
If it is out of tune, Fuzzy is sure to notice, and he might refuse to...
Jenny, I'm sorry. This is Mary's practice time.
Oh, I was just this minute leaving, Mrs. Stone.
Jenny, I'll be in touch with you if you think of any way, you know.
Oh, you too. Goodbye, Mrs. Stone.
Goodbye, honey. Now, Mary, you remember our agreement. If we kept the piano...
Mother, it sounds so terrible.
I don't think it sounds so badly.
Mother, the piano is so horribly out of tune.
It is?
Can't you tell?
Well, I thought it sounded a little odd, but... I thought maybe it was the piano.
Mother, I mean, well, let's get it fixed before Saturday.
Why Saturday?
Well, it the sooner the better. Well, it's so embarrassing this way.
Alex, we've got to do something about that piano.
What about it?
Honey, it's out of tune. Can't you tell?
Morning. What's he doing?
Well, honey, he explained to me there are 88 notes on the piano and 3 strings to each note.
Well, pay him. Tell him it's good enough.
Honey, if I go in there, he'll give me the history of the piano all over again, beginning with the clavichord.
Well, do something. I'm trying to run a practice here.
All right, honey. Oh, good, you're finished. How much do we owe you?
Finished? Ach, du lieber Himmel. I'm just beginning.
But you stopped.
So quick? A job? Nobody can do. You don't mind, I have my lunch now. My wife packs it for me. A little pumpernickel with Schmierkäse. A few pickles. A sausage. And a strudel. She knows what I like. Not too heavy on the stomach at my age. You see, I come from the old country.
Yes, I know. You told me.
Tell me one thing. How long is it since that piano has been tuned?
Well, I really couldn't say. Oh, well, it doesn't have to be too perfect. You know, my daughter's just beginning, so if you could just...
Perfect is the only way I tune it. If it is not perfect, it is not in tune, you know? I'm not one of these Weisenheimers. They come with a monkey wrench, wreck your piano, take your money, and whist, auf Wiedersehen. I come from the old country.
Yes, I know.
Excuse me. I am not acquainted with the man who tuned this piano last. I hope I will never see him. I do not criticize the work of anyone. No, no, no. No, no, I do not. That is not my way. But I simply say that man was a butcher. Listen. Half a note off. The whole piano must be raised half a tone.
Oh, we didn't want to go into anything like that. We just hoped that you would tune it the best you can, and quickly.
I tell you the truth. If I did such work, I could not sleep at night. That's my training. You see, I come from
the old country. Well, you see, my husband has work to do, too. He's a doctor, and he has patients.
We all must have patience. But I will do my best.
Never make it.
Well, we have to be patient. Our parents went through the same thing.
Why? Why did they go through it? And why should we? You know, all over the country at this very moment, children without talent are chained to piano benches for the sole purpose of tormenting their parents. Why? Does this set us above the savages? I'll tell you why, because nobody ever asked why, that's why. Well, Susie down the street takes from Mrs. Lefferts, so Mary has got to take from Mrs. Lefferts. That's how madness starts. And I feel it coming on. I'd better get down to the hospital.
I don't have a hospital to go to. Will you be home for lunch, honey?
Not a chance. And I advise you to get out of the house, too. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, honey. Mary, read the notes.
Mom?
Yes, dear?
How come you and Daddy never have the Cartwrights over?
The Cartwrights? Why?
Well, they live right in back of us. We see them in their backyard all the time.
Well, we had the Cartwrights over, if you recall, right after they moved in. They never returned the invitation.
Well, that's no reason. We can't...
And besides, you know your father. He's suspicious of anyone who plays the cello. Unless, of course, they happen to be a professional cello player. He feels it's putting on airs.
Oh, Fuzzy doesn't put on airs. Well, I just don't see why you and Daddy can't be a little more neighborly.
Honey, if you want to invite Fuzzy Cartwright over, why don't you invite him?
Well, I didn't say anything about inviting Fuzzy.
I know you didn't, but why didn't you?
Oh, it's that darn Darlene. She's deliberately giving a party and not inviting us to it, Jenny and me. She thinks we don't know about it, but we do.
Oh. Well, honey, why don't you just ignore her?
Oh, Mother, we thought of something better than that to do.
Oh?
We're going to give a party to not invite her to. That is, if you'll let us.
Well, isn't it customary to give a party for someone rather than against someone?
Well, Mother, that's what she's doing to us. Anyway, Darlene's party isn't until a week from this Saturday, so we're going to give ours this Saturday and get the jump on her. Oh, please, Mother, please, may I have this party? It's a matter of life and death.
Mary, you make it sound so grim.
Oh, please, Mother.
All right, it's all right with me.
Oh, thank you, Mother. You're wonderful. Oh, we're going to make our party a whole lot better besides.
How are you going to do that?
Fuzzy Cartwright. We found out since he went away to college, he's gotten terrific on the piano. And if we can get him to come, well, everybody will be there. And Darlene, well, she will just die. I mean, Mother, if you ever heard him play...
Mary, I'd hate to think, and I'd hate to have your father think, that Fuzzy is the only reason we kept that piano.
Mother, how can you say that? Jenny, oh, excuse me, Mother. Jenny, guess what? I just talked to my mother, and she said we could have the party. It's no use having a party if we can't get Fuzzy. It's the only thing that will make it better than Darlene's.
Hey, good job.
Oh, we'll just have to think of something else to do. Jenny, it's him.
Him?
Who? I mean, who?
It's Fuzzy. He's playing basketball with Jeff.
Well, let's talk to him. no, not that way. This way.
Hey, good shot.
Here's the lemonade you asked for, Jeff.
Basketball is such warm work. Oh, it's Fuzzy Cartwright, isn't it?
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Fuzzy. Oh, you know my girlfriend, Jenny.
Hi.
Hey, Mary, I thought you said you weren't going to make any lemonade.
Jeffrey, you take everything I say so seriously. He never knows when I'm just teasing him. Fuzzy, do you think you ought to play basketball?
Why not?
Well, it might hurt your hands.
Oh, look at that finger right there. You know, I caught a basketball right on the end of that.
Jeff, nobody is worried about your hands.
Say, this lemonade's real cool.
Oh, well, if you're hungry, we made some sandwiches.
Sandwiches? Hey, great, I'm starved.
No, thanks, Mary. I'm afraid it's a little too close to dinner.
Oh, they're just little sandwiches.
Well...
Let's go. Where's the sandwiches, Mary?
Now, where did I put those sandwiches? Do you remember, Jenny?
Well, I think we left them on the coffee table.
I don't see them.
There they are, on the piano.
You know, that's kind of a silly place to put sandwiches.
Well, help yourselves. Oh, go right ahead and play if you'd like.
You know, Fuzzy, I used to hear you practicing there all the time across the backyard, and your dad played the fiddle or whatever you call it with you.
Cello. We play a lot of duets. Mozart, Schumann.
No, I don't mind.
My dad's really gone on Mozart. I'm not even allowed to play any popular music in our house.
Oh, well, you can come over to our house and play anytime you'd like. We'd be delighted.
Thanks. Hey, who plays Czerny? Boy, I haven't played this in years. Fun. We'll have to do this again sometime.
How about this Saturday?
What?
Oh, we're having a party this Saturday, and we'd like you to come.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. I'm going back to school tomorrow.
Hey, if it's a party, am I invited?
I'll get some more lemonade. I'll help you.
Can you believe that?
After all our planning.
Isn't Fuzzy coming to your party?
It's a catastrophe.
He's going back to school tomorrow.
Oh, I give up.
Did you give up just like that?
Mother, what else can we do?
Well, when I was in school, in history, there was a famous French general who said, "My center is giving way, my right is being pushed back.
Excellent. I'll attack."
Attack Fuzzy?
But he isn't the enemy. It's Darlene.
Mother, I'm sorry, but I just don't see what you mean.
Well, why don't you do what the French general did? I mean, when things looked blackest, he attacked. Give your party tonight.
Mother, that's a wonderful idea. Oh, Jenny, that's what we'll do. Oh, thank you, Mother. Mrs. Stone, you should have been a general.
Fuzzy, we changed our plans.
What plans?
Well, seeing that you're going back to school tomorrow, we're going to have our party tonight.
Yes, that way it can be sort of a going away party for you.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I'm going to a party at Darlene's house tonight.
Darlene's? Fuzzy, her party isn't until a week from this Saturday.
That's what she said when she invited me. But when I told her I was going back to school, she changed it to tonight.
Aren't you girls coming down to dinner?
I'm not hungry, Mother.
Well, Ginny, how about you? Your mother said you could stay for dinner.
Thanks, Mrs. Stone, but it doesn't matter if I don't eat dinner at home or don't eat it here.
Gee, I'm sorry, girls. I guess Darlene's a better general than I am.
We decided to have our party anyway, Mother, without Fuzzy.
Oh. Well, you don't seem very cheerful about it.
Nobody will come. Everybody will be at Darlene's. The only reason we're having the party is so if somebody says, why weren't you at Darlene's? We can say we were having a party of our own.
I see.
I'm never going to speak to that Darlene again. Never.
Ever. Well, if you girls change your minds about dinner, come on down.
Hello, Darlene.
This is Mrs. Stone, Mary's mother. How are you?
Good.
Darlene, Mary and Ginny are giving a party tonight, and they'd like you to come. Oh, you're giving a party of your own. Oh, well, I'll have the girls call theirs off. No, no, Darlene, I don't want anything that would interfere with your party. Well, yes. I'm sure they'd be glad to come. Yes, I'll tell them right away. Thank you, Darlene. Goodbye. Mary, Ginny, come down here.
What's going on?
Just a little military strategy.
Yes, Mother.
I just talked to Darlene.
What did she want?
She wanted to invite both of you to her party tonight.
She did? She invited us?
Yes.
To her party?
Yes. Unless, of course, you still want to give your own party.
Oh, Mother, no, of course not. What are you going to wear?
Well, I think my black dress with the colored beads.
Oh, I think I'll wear my new green dress. May I borrow your green earring?
Well, sure. Can I wear your black heel?
Sure.
What was that all about?
If you two will be seated, the general will serve you dinner. What's the matter, honey?
Oh, what's that tune the kids were playing? I can't get it out of my head.
Oh, well, try to think of something else. Got it quite right. Let me show you.
Hmm?
Thank you. Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.